Dave Moore
on Today FM.
How did this movie, Minions and Monsters, come about? Because you've done a lot of Minions movies, and I was wondering, maybe was this one of the ones where somebody had to grab you by the arm and go, come on, let's do this?
Yes, yeah. If you've read it somewhere or heard it somewhere, that's true. It's Chris Meledandri that sort of called me over the one weekend and said, like, you're going to say no, but I have this idea. Just wanted to pitch it to you first, and then we'll see if that inspires you. And then he pitches me that idea of a minion wanting to make a movie, a monster movie, that didn't know quite yet if the monster needed to be summoned or built, but the idea would have been to have that monster turn against the minion, turn against humanity, and the minions would have to, you know, correct their mess. And so from the moment he pitched a minion making a movie, I started having this idea of like, okay, well, that can't happen like after, before. So I had this time period come in. I had so many ideas that I said, like, okay, well, if I'm going to go back and to do these minion movies, it better be fresh for me. And so
yes.
I asked him, like, okay, well, is it possible for me to ditch the three characters that we had, like, for two minions, like Kevin, Stewart, and Bob? Can I tell the story of, like, these other minions, which are part of another tribe, which we didn't know there are other tribes in the world? And so to create this whole, an extension of the mythology we started on the first minions. And then with the time period, it was when he said yes, I was like, oh, this is going to be so helpful for me, because it's going to be something that I can reference, that I can go back to if I don't have an idea, that I can use for architecture, for props, like cars. All these elements, all of a sudden, all alone, out of that pitch, I was there being super excited about, like, oh, this can actually be something that I can make fresh, and not more of, like, oh, it's one more movie in the minion thing.
Sure. And just, can I ask you just about the language of minionese, the minions, the language they speak? Because I hear a bit of polyglottism. I speak a few languages, but I hear elements of French and Spanish and Russian and Chinese and Tagalog. Like, when you created it, was this in your mind to create a hybrid of these languages?
At the base of it, no. On Despicable Me, the first one, it was just gibberish and the occasional
word.
Did he say that word? But with a and then it became a little bit more constructed with the second Despicable Me, and then I got better at it also, and then I needed to get better because the story that the minions were carrying a little bit more complicated. Sometimes they carried plot point, and I didn't know how to have them carry plot points, so I had to find, like, okay, well, maybe they're speaking gibberish to that human character, and maybe that human character is trying to understand what they're saying, and so he's trying to paraphrase, asking questions that you sort of understand. Or having a character in there, just like in the recent movie, having, like, this character Gumi understands magically what the minions are saying, and so he just repeats it. So having these little tricks and delaying the thing, and also, again, I've gotten better at finding those little melodies of like, is that a question he's saying, or this guy is telling a joke, and obviously this other guy is not finding it funny. I've gotten a little bit better at conveying more complex plot points from movie to movie. So
that's amazing, and I presume that means that because you're getting better at it, it also is. It's a scripted format. It's not like you're just going in and improvising. Like, you're trying to create a narrative that doesn't really exist, but you're trying to create the words around that.
That's exactly it. I cannot improvise. Okay. I'm a very bad actor, but in the way I record... No, it's true. I have no shame in admitting it. It's a writing process, really, weirdly.
Yes.
Because from the moment I find the melody, I need to find the words to that fit that doesn't contradict, you know, in any way that little melody. So it's not easy, and that's the reason why I didn't want to do it anymore. I could do the voices, like on Minions 2 and Despicable Me 4, I haven't done, like, any directing, but I've been doing the voices, which is great. But I couldn't see myself, plunging back into the role of having to direct, do the voices, and eventually, like, on this one, I'm rewriting. So thankfully, the writing process went well, but if it had gone wrong, it would have been a nightmare, because that would have meant me having to redo but every step of that word process again and again.
Well, I'm very glad that you did, because the movie is fantastic. I can't wait for everybody who's listening to this to go and see it. Thank you so much. Merci d'avoir pris le temps de parler avec moi. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.